Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jamika. How may I assist?
Yes, Jamika, my name is Elizabeth Angel, and I'm calling concerning charges on my credit card from you folks for something I didn't order.
Yes, ma'am, no problem. Can you go ahead and provide me with your zip code, please?
04043, Kennebunk, Maine.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Elizabeth Angel, A-N-G-E-L-L.
Thank you, Mrs. Angel. And can you go ahead, for security purposes, verify your billing address?
34 South Lane, that's Kennebunk, Maine, 04043. Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
Okay.
Allow me a brief moment, I'm reviewing the charges. Okay,
Miss. I did order the $5.95 and the $4.95, but I did not order anything at $85.90 or $94.90, and those charges are there.
Yes, ma'am. So when you placed that order back on February the 12th, if you did read our terms and conditions, you were only paying for shipping and handling, and you were set up on a 14-day trial period. If you didn't call back to cancel that 14-day trial period, you were going to be billed the initiating price for both of those products. And since you didn't call back to cancel, they did go ahead and attempt to bill you, but they wasn't able to bill you. So recently they did attempt to bill you again, and those charges were able to go ahead and process through.
You sent these little tiny things as samples. I'm not paying that kind of money. I'm going to bring this to a Bank of America. I'm going to take it to Good Business if you don't take those charges off my.
Yes,
I'm
ma'am.
Sorry.
So the charges are valid, but I can go ahead and offer you a 35% refund on both of those charges. But since the charges are valid,
no, you've got to.
And you
that.
Did go ahead and check that box that did state that you were 18 or older on the account.
But it's 80 years old. I live alone. I'm a widow. I didn't read or understand.
Yes, ma'am. So if you read the terms and conditions, then you would have seen clearly in the terms and conditions that it did state that you were going to be set up on a 14-day trial period, and if you didn't call back to cancel that 14-day trial period, that you would be.
And that's ridiculous for the little thing that you said. And that is totally not good business. That is very bad. And I am going to report you if you don't take these charges off my bill. If I
yes,
was 25
ma'am.
Or 35, I guess I could say I should. I'm 80 years old. I did not see what I was supposed to do.
Yes, ma'am. It doesn't matter the age, you know.
I don't care. I'm not,
that requires you to know
price.
Better
that's
than to click those
price.
And not read the
so
terms and conditions.
You
don't have to be a certain age.
You know what? That's really, really, this is bad business.
Yes, ma'am. But and I do apologize for the inconvenience. And I do know that, you know, everybody makes mistakes. So what I am able to do for you today is instead of that 35% refund, as a courtesy, I'm able to provide you a 50% refund on those charges. But those charges are valid. Once you did click that box that stated that you were 18 or older, you did read the terms and conditions. So you knew better before you did go ahead and
no, I didn't.
Accepted those terms and conditions and placed your credit card information on.
I want 100% back. That's not fair.
Yes, ma'am. So all I'm able to offer you is that 50% refund because the charges are valid on the account.
No, you got to do better than that. 80%. I'll deal with it 80%. Give me 80% back and I'll let it go.
Allow me a brief moment, ma'am.
Yeah.
And I'll go ahead and speak with my supervisor and see if there's anything that she's able to do.
Thank you.
Okay, so I did go ahead and speak with my supervisor, and she is willing to go ahead and add an extra 25% refund on top of my 50% refund, making that a 75% refund on those charges, but those charges are valid charges, okay?
I'll take the 75% off, but I want to see that on my card right away.
Yes, ma'am. So it does take 3 to 5 business days, okay?
No,
but
I need it now. You need to prove to me that that's what you're doing. I'm going to let this go if you do that. Now.
Yes, ma'am. So you'll receive a confirmation to your email basically stating that the charges have been voided and they'll be back into your account in 3 to 5 business days, okay?
I don't trust you. Obviously, when you do a scam like this, it's to people. I don't trust you.
Yes, ma'am. So this is—it's not a scam, ma'am. And I promise you that I am going ahead and I'm processing the refund, and you should receive something in your email address, okay?
I better. I'll be right back on the phone to you all.
You can actually check your email now. I did just send something out for you.
And can I? How can I? I don't even know how to trust that. That's. I'm looking at my email. I don't see anything.
Yes, so I did just send it. Hold on. Let me make sure that this is the email that you do have on file. So it's betty.angel1941@gmail.com.
I'm looking at the wrong one. Hang on. I have two emails. Let me check the other email. Hang on a minute. I'm trying to do it well. So well for this particular email to catch up. There's no new messages. I don't see anything on this email. No new messages is what I get.
Allow me one brief moment. Okay, so you should receive that email shortly, and I did go ahead and just apply that 75% refund on those charges, and I do have your cancellation number when you're ready so that you won't be billed any more future charges. Are you ready for the cancellation number?
Well, hang on. I don't have a pen right handy. I'll get one just a minute, please, but I have no email from you.
Yes, ma'am, so give it a little more time. And you should receive that email.
All right. What's the cancellation number?
The cancellation number is C as in cat, 5, 8, D as in dog, 1, 2.
D as in dog?
Yes, D as in dog.
Okay.
1217, C as in cat, E as in Edward, A as in apple.
That's CEA, am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just going to read this back to you. C58D1217CEA.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay. And what does that mean?
That means that basically your account is canceled out so that you won't receive any future charges on this account, okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
You do. Bye.
Bye.